Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, an Italian-American podcast, and I am your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can always be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. Today, episode number 45 is coming to you, Facebook Live from Bertoli's Pizza at 7973 West Lake Street in River Forest, Illinois, and I'm here with the owner, Carlo Bertoli, and later on we are going to interview his wife, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, who were the stars of the reality show Smothered on TLC. Carlo Bertoli, welcome to the show.
Frank, nice seeing you again.
Thank you for having us here at your beautiful pizzeria.
Thank you.
And we also have a deli attached to it,
correct,
which is all under the Bertoli empire.
Yes.
So okay.
I've been here for about 38 years in Bertoli's Pizza. About 8 years ago, there used to be a White Hat next door that was...
They went out of business then?
Yeah, so, and they decided to close down. And we decided, why not put an Italian deli? It was something my dad always dreamed of, so he wanted to...
So basically, like, you have the shelving, and, like, it was all kind of similar.
It's like an Italian deli, grocery store, convenience store. You know, we don't sell slices in the pizza place, but we sell slices next door in the deli. So something that we didn't do for 30 years, now we do next door in the deli. You know, it's...
And the pizza place opens later in the day.
Correct, yeah. The deli, we want to open about 7 a.m., and we're open till about 10 p.m. during the week and 11 on the weekends.
7 days a week.
Correct.
Okay. So tell me now. First of all, where is the family from in Italy?
My father, my mother, they're both from Mola di Bari. So
Mola di Bari.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're...
You ever been to Italy?
No.
No?
I wish.
No, any desire?
I would love to.
I just realized that your current life in this business,
yes,
you couldn't go to Wisconsin Dells, let alone
go anywhere.
Mola di Bari, but you have to go someday.
Yes.
For sure. It's all not about work, but you got responsibilities, you got a wife, you got a kid. So you have to do what you have to do. So who started Bertoli's?
So my dad had been in the business since he was a little boy, working for his godfather's restaurant and then his father's restaurant.
Here in America, right?
Yeah, Chicago. Pizza place, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So on the south side. So, and then he went to the military, served in the Marines.
Really?
And came out, you know, ran a few businesses, did his little things, Taco Fiesta and all those, you know, little odd jobs, whatever. And then he decided to take over, which was River Pizza at the time. And we've been here since. So
now, is your dad still involved with the business?
Yeah, my dad's here most of the time still. He's always running around shopping, you know, getting things for work and all the inventory and stuff like that still. So, you know,
I'm assuming you remodeled over the years because
About 5-6 years ago, we recently remodeled. There's more of a black and white kind of feel in here. So we kind of made it a little more
warm. Very nice. And so you have a dining room, carry out, delivery.
Yeah, pick up, delivery, dine-in, everything.
So Catering. Okay.
All that.
And what kind of items on the menu?
We got, you know, pizza. We make our own beef, ribs, chicken, pastas. I mean,
the pizzas are Chicago style.
The real Chicago style.
The real.
Style.
I noticed that you emphasize
square cut.
And you know what, Carl? I agree with you.
Absolutely.
For some reason, the world thinks of Chicago's deep dish pizza, but I would venture to say that thin crust was here way before deep dish ever wasn't even a thought.
Absolutely. And I honestly, being in the business for as many years as I've been in, finally now I think that things are starting to change in the sense of they're finally realizing that thin crust is Chicago style pizza.
It is.
So, and now it's, you know, the commercial sense of Chicago style is deep dish. It's not deep dish.
No.
And to be honest with you, stuffed pizza is better than deep dish. But we can't talk about that because they deep dish people get offended.
Right, so. Right. And personally, I prefer the thin crust. And absolutely, whenever I say to somebody, I like a Chicago-style pizza, or I'm out of town, or I'm in Italy, and sure, I say Chicago. You know, the one thing, when I was in Italy, I've been in Italy many times, the only food that I would have missed if I would have moved to Italy and never come back here is Chicago-style pizza.
Absolutely.
That's it. But Chicago-style pizza being round, thin, and cut in squares.
Sure.
100%. That's a Chicago-style pizza.
Yeah.
Now, do you make deep dish? Do you make stuff? Do you?
Yeah, we make. So we our main pizza is thin crust. I mean, we do pan pizza, which is phenomenal. We also do stuffed pizza. We don't do the traditional deep dish. We do stuffed pizza. It's more of a.
Okay, I'm a dummy. What's the difference between pan pizza and deep dish pizza?
So deep dish is more like the dough on the bottom with the layer of ingredients or cheese, and then they put the sauce on top. And where we put sauce, ingredients, cheese, and then we put another layer of dough to seal the whole.
Oh, there is another layer.
Yeah.
So it's almost like dough and dough.
I mean, the pizza's stuffed inside the, you know, the dough. So, yes, and then cooked in the stuffed deep dish pan. And then we put another layer of sauce on top. And, you know, it takes just as long as a deep dish. But it's, I mean, there's... Deep dish to me is more like a pan pizza instead of a stuffed pizza. Stuffed pizza is like sealed.
And stuffed pizza that has all that stuff in it. And that's heavy. And
sure.
Yeah.
And our dough's a little bit, you know, it's not as heavy as most places. So it's something that my dad has brought up in over the years of being in the industry and being in the business for a long time. And it's just, you know, we're perfecting it every day.
Do you do any, you know, these personal, like maybe a Neapolitan type of pizza or something like that, or no?
So about, I don't know, I'd say maybe a year ago, 8 months ago, I decided to come up with some crazy concoction of doughs. So it's kind of, I'd say it's a little bit of body style dough.
Okay.
That it's, I market it as a Detroit style because I cook it in a Detroit style pan. But it's so airy. It's kind of like a focaccia plus like regular pizza, like thin crust, crunch. So it's something that personally, there's nothing around in Chicago that tastes like it. It's a bit of a, it's like Detroit, but it's not. It's own
entity. It's totally original.
That's right. It's kind of, I like to call it like the Barre style dough.
Barre style dough?
Yeah.
But you don't hear that thicker. Often.
No, nobody has it. So we, you know, it's
you make any pizzas with Barre sausage on top?
Actually, I just
you want to put that in the.
Of course, yeah.
That might not be a bad
that's
idea.
That's the best sausage.
Yeah, so I'm with you.
That's it.
I agree with you. It's so much leaner. Oh. It's delicious body sausage.
And the flavor.
I know it costs more money,
sure,
but you know you pay more though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be a very good idea.
Yeah.
How about you? How long have you? Did you grow up into this business? Did you, you know, stop your singing career was cut short, and you just had to start making pizzas?
You know, I was in high school. I played football my whole life. I was actually picked up to go play college ball a little bit.
Really?
I had a few colleges that wanted me to play. D3 schools, nothing big. But
what position were you?
I was a D lineman. But they wanted to transition me to linebacker and all that stuff. So, but I kind of went the other route trying to succeed my father. And I kind of, my brother and I kind of took over the restaurant and we've been here since. So, I mean, it's been about, I've been here for about 15 years, 7 days a week. Just
well, God bless. Well, that's
thing,
good. And I understand it because
sure,
I run my father's business,
absolutely,
food business. And, you know, there's a bit of pride. There's a bit of,
absolutely,
you know, the family legacy and all that.
Sure.
And, you know.
The one thing that, I mean, over the years that I see a lot of people take over their family restaurants and they just let it go to nothing. And I tell people all the time, when they come in and they say to me, oh, I haven't been here in a long time because they moved away or this and that. And I say, well, hey, you know, I'm glad you're back, this and that. But if we're not putting out the same exact thing that my father was putting out in the beginning, I failed personally. And if it's not the same or better, it's just something that I take pride in the most.
Well, that's excellent.
Sure.
That's a great
thank
attitude.
You.
One last question I have to ask you because always the ladies are getting interviewed about their
show.
Sure,
we got to get them in.
I got to ask you, what did it feel like as the husband to have been a part of this reality show about your wife and your mother-in-law, which your sister-in-law in this.
Yeah,
world.
You know it.
And you being in it so often.
Of course, I mean I'm the real star of the show. But
all right, okay.
But they it's a fun thing. I mean it was something that we didn't think was going to actually happen, and then phone calls after phone calls and this and that and FaceTime interviews, it ended up becoming a reality. So, I mean, you know, the whole thing to just watching them do this is something it's like, personally to me, it's like becoming a professional athlete. Everyone talks about it like that's what they want to do in life. I'm going to become the best next star. And you try and try and try and you just, you always come up short. Well, they hit it on the head. I mean, they're stars. I mean, it is what it is.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome.
You never think that you'd get on TV.
Right.
And here we are. They're on TLC.
Great experience. National television show.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Great, great. Well, Carlo, thank you, for the interview. I know you got to get going making pizzas.
Sure.
All the orders coming. So now we will transition to the ladies.
Right.
And if we can, anything in the back there to
Let me
fill?
Set up and
okay.
Then we'll
okay.
Have everything
all right.
Rocking and rolling.
And now we will bring on the ladies, these stars of Chicago, of the reality TV show Smothered, small s, big M, on TLC. If you can't scoot over, don't worry, I'm okay. And talking to the mic, we have Carly Crispino, Christina Bertoli, Kathy Crispino.
Yes.
It's not hard to say.
No, you got it.
Oh, of course I got it. Of course I got it.
You're Italian.
That's because I'm Italian. Absolutely. Okay. Where is your family from?
Okay. So my dad's side is from Calabria.
Calabria.
I don't know exactly where.
Okay.
And my mom's family is from Abruzzi. So.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
So Calabrese and Abruzzi.
And Abruzzese. Beautiful. Okay. Okay, my father's Abruzzese, my wife is Calabrese.
I know, but I'm just so mad. I don't
know. That's okay. That's okay. You do?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay, that's all right.
They both took it, but they had nobody to talk to.
That's okay. I bet you I even know who your teacher was. It was Marlene's sister.
Yes, it was. Miss Capizano. Mrs. Capizano.
Right, but her main name, Cozza.
Right.
Cozza.
You got it.
Okay. Desire to go to Italy?
Yes. Me, definitely.
Mom?
I don't like to fly. I wouldn't like to fly.
You really don't like to fly?
No, I really don't. Like
okay, I'm not going to lie to you. It's grueling.
I mean, I went to Hawaii.
It's like going to Hawaii.
Right, I could do it.
It's grueling.
Yeah,
so,
no.
I will tell you this. If you can get through it, it's paradise.
Right, you got to stay at least a couple weeks.
Yes. You're not going to go 5 days
right,
to Europe.
It's not even worth it.
And I've always told, you can't wear heels there because it's a lot of walking.
Oh, dear God.
Well,
I can't wear heels.
You know. Okay, put it this way.
I'm not going
if you had to walk 4 miles, no. And they have a lot of cobblestone streets.
Right.
But I'm assuming Uber is out there as it is here. They're not going to be putting you to work in the field.
Oh, they have
so
Uber there?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Well, I don't know. I haven't
I'm pretty
heard
sure they
well,
do.
What about if Smothered could go to Italy? Then
I think
do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because some of these reality shows, like that show in Jersey, whatever it was called, I don't remember, they went to Italy.
If they would be willing to drug me, I would be willing to go.
Is it that bad?
Yeah.
Well,
will you not get on a plane?
I'll get on a plane, but I'll get on a plane with a sedative.
That's okay. Yeah, you know what? That's
and
okay.
Martinis.
That's okay. You
she
could do that.
But when we go to Vegas, she does that.
8.5 hours here to Rome. I got Vegas is 4.5.
Right. And actually,
I know, but it's water.
It's actually a smoother flight over water.
Oh, I see. No, it's safer than a car.
I would love to.
You let me tell you this. I've been there 5 times.
Do
you have to go. How are you going to go without mom?
They're not going.
That's the whole point of the show. Smothered.
They're not going.
Nobody's going without you. That's for sure.
They're not going.
Okay. When this opportunity came up for this television program,
yes.
Were you both on the same page, or did one say, "Yeah, I want to do it," and the other one said, "Are you out of your mind?"
Well, it was kind of me who started it because my girlfriend sent me the casting call, so I didn't tell her. I just thought, let me see what happens. So when they called to interview me, the guy was like, oh, you are so funny. Like, I would really love to interview
it's
your
just
mom
on the
and
phone.
I. Yeah, together, okay. But let's do a FaceTime interview.
Okay.
So then I had to tell her because we were doing a FaceTime interview.
And did you want to do it? Or did
well,
you?
I didn't think it would ever happen.
And they weren't very specific on what was going to come of it. So we didn't really know what was going to come of
it. So what were they asking you? Like how was your everyday life?
Yeah. What do you guys do? How often do you see each other? How much?
Did the five houses apart? Was that the selling point?
Well, I mean, I think it's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
And then we said, you know, we meet every day because you see each other every day.
Yeah,
every
he was in shock that we're together 7 days a week. He said, but you're married now. I said, yeah, what's your point? So what? We're still together 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Was this all experience of all of you?
Sure.
All sure, because you live with your mom five houses away.
So yeah, it's like us and her kids every day of our life.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Was the experience what you thought it would be?
It was wonderful. It was, you know, a little intimidating. You
but
know,
you didn't think it was. I didn't think that's what
like
it was
me interviewing
be.
You guys? That kind of intimidation?
No. This is fun.
I was a little intimidated.
This is fun.
I really was. I pushed the wrong button to start the show. I never did that in how many years have we been doing this? 5 years? I never pushed the wrong button. Now I'm seeing you're on television,
okay,
television.
Maybe we're getting better at being interviewed, so yeah. This is not nerve-wracking.
Well, you know what? Like everything,
but
you do
like,
get better.
The show, I didn't think that's how it was going to go down. I thought they were going to like come out and follow us. I didn't realize like, you know, they can't just do that. There needs to be set days and kind of like a plan of what they're going to film, you know, so... It was different. It's not what we really thought it was going to be.
No, it was not what we expected. Okay. You know, they can't just wait around for drama to happen or wait around
for
something funny to happen. So they kind of have to put you in a situation and then you take
it happens,
there.
It happens. Yeah. Kind of like that.
Was it difficult with them following you?
No, because
did it become like...
No, you get really used to it. Like after the first couple minutes, it's like, forget
and they're like...
There.
They were such great people that it was they were so much fun. I would get sad when they would leave.
So you mean like the camera
the
people,
the producers,
the
cameramen,
people, the mic guy,
all those people. Because they sent about 7 people every time they come.
And you start to just
now are these the same people
them.
That went to the other cities?
Yes.
Oh, it's not that they just contact like a local Chicago film crew.
No. As far as like the mic guys and stuff, those
might
are
be
the
local.
Ones I think they use local.
But the producer,
the producers and the cameramen are from. They go around all over.
But, you know, on the downtime, when they're not filming, you're sitting around talking to them, and you start to become, you know, you start to know about their lives, and it became, they're like friends, and I miss them.
And this was like a period of maybe 7 months?
Well, so we started in January and, you know, finished up.
Now, would they film, when they came, would they do 2 episodes, 3 episodes?
We don't know.
Oh, so you just like film?
You are
filmed?
In the dark when you're in.
So when you watched the episodes, you really didn't even know what was this? What did they cut out? What did they put in?
Didn't have a clue. Complete surprise.
Were there any times where you go, oh, damn, I wish they would have cut that out?
No, there's plenty of times I was praying, I hope they don't put that in there.
Yeah, there was one thing we didn't want, and they did.
There was more than one thing.
Yeah, there was a couple.
By chance, they didn't put it in, so.
You had absolutely no input on what was the final thing.
We are not allowed.
That's up to them.
Did you ever meet any of the other cast or have any contact?
No, they wouldn't even
email.
Talk about them. Nothing.
And did they not want you to talk to them, or it just never came up?
It actually never came up.
I would have thought, like, we're all kind of, we're in this together.
I think maybe because our lives don't ever cross paths.
No, but I would have thought, like, maybe like an email, a text, like, hey, New York mom, I'm the Chicago mom.
Even if we, would ask the producer, what's the story, you know, what's going on with the other mothers, they did not tell us anything.
Yeah.
We were
on purpose. They didn't want you to know.
Yeah, they said just wait till you watch the show.
I guess that makes it
nothing more.
We
didn't know a name, nothing.
Any desire to have any kind of contact with these other?
Yeah.
It was 4 mother-daughter teams,
right?
So these other 6 people that you shared this incredible experience
fun,
that you
like
really
if they
did
put us all together. We
no, I just meant like in a social, like you know, what was it? Not really. Wow. Okay. I don't know. I thought you would have been like.
I don't mean it like that, but I don't know. I just, after watching them in their lives, what goes on, I don't think we have, even though they're smothered, I just don't feel like our lives are the same as theirs. And I wouldn't.
Well, you're probably right. You really don't have a lot in common outside of you happen to be on the same hour show in different cities
for
the same purpose.
Right, same purpose.
But in different ways. Like,
it's amazing though when you think about it. Like we kept saying, like where's this show gonna go? Like being called Smother. What is this? So it's weird to see so many different duos, and they all have like this
something
different going on, but still being Smothered.
Was there one group that you liked more than the others, or you equally just did not like anybody?
No. I don't like them.
I
don't know them. So
right, that's
you
it.
Watched all of. You watched the whole episode
stories,
with all of them.
As far as stories go, I don't know. it was kind of evil.
Okay.
You know, I did not like it.
They were a little different than you two.
Yeah. I really didn't relate to any of them.
No.
That's the thing. We don't relate to them.
No. Because it was almost on a different level kind of closeness.
I mean, like the one mother is, you know, wants her daughter to do a certain thing with the fiance or whatever. And I get that. I get exactly where she was at. She, you know, he was a married man or whatever. I understand it, but my way of handling it would have been totally different. So I still didn't even relate to it.
I get it. I have a daughter. I have a son. He's filming us. I agree with you, but I agree. The way she did it, like, she almost looked at her like with this like hex, like, you know, I said no, like shit. You know what I mean?
Mine would have been different.
And the girl was like, like she was scared of her, as I was sitting at home.
Right.
Even though she couldn't harm me, I was a little scared. I don't know why.
Right. Whereas we would have had a screaming match, and then it would have been over with, and we would have been
like so calm, like sitting there looking at each other, talking. Where we would have been,
doors would have been slamming. Yeah, things
there
would have
been
flying,
things going on,
and then it would be over with, and we'd be off on our way.
I'm with you. I just had a new neighbor move in, and I said, just going to give you a little heads up. Don't call the police when you hear the screaming and the hysterics. And there's going to be a lot of it. And I really apologize in advance for this. And I hope you don't regret buying this house. But we couldn't help it if we wanted to.
We're loud. And a lot of times I imagine people would think that we're fighting in the house. But we're not. We're just loud. Right. We talk loud.
Or even when we're out. We live loud. We get loud.
And no, we just fight a lot in our house.
They look like, oh, Jesus. But it's not like that. It's all done with love.
You know what? It really does become a cultural thing.
It does.
That those people, your previous podcast, they wouldn't understand,
right.
Okay?
Right.
And it's if you're, and I'd say this, but an outsider, you don't get to get it.
Right. Well, and there are people that don't get it. We can see that now from social media, from people who write in on comments, and I'm like, they just don't get it.
I like to go back to the high school days.
Yeah.
So now you said that, what did you do, like, as far as like the dating stuff, and was that allowed?
Well, she was allowed to have to date at 16. She was
so
allowed.
I got a boyfriend that weekend.
Yeah, so
it was like 16.
Well, she probably hidden and waiting.
How long were you waiting for this?
I didn't. But well,
it's like 12.
We ever like wanted to do was
really
get married and have a family. But there was a curfew.
Well, that's different than a boyfriend at 16.
She had a curfew.
Okay.
She wasn't allowed, like, you know, her friends on prom night, they could go to the hotel party. She wasn't allowed to do that.
I
she wasn't allowed to stay home.
I wasn't allowed
stay
to
out.
Change.
She wasn't allowed to change from that dress that she had to have into a sweatsuit. She left in the dress. She had to come home in the dress. You know, that kind of stuff I was a little
would you on. Have had an influence on, like, the guy that she wanted to marry if you didn't think that was the right choice? Would
oh,
you?
She had an influence on anybody that I
she
dated.
Did. You did.
Yep.
Good for you.
You know, there's
what
always,
are we saying
there's
here?
Always
listen
a way to
listen to your parents.
Them. Always. Always a way to brainwash them.
I need
I would
to know
find
that
something.
List.
Might have been a
she
stupid
is,
little something
a
on a guy
that like
maybe.
That.
Really?
And I would like.
Oh, you find out
it.
Info.
Yeah. Just use. Or something about him. I'd be like.
Now, would you listen to her?
Not at first.
I liked what you said about in high school. Mm-hmm. That you really clashed. So as much as now you guys are like this.
Because that really
you clashed
happen.
A lot.
Yeah, I'm not. This is not fake. It's real. You know, we were super close. I started dating. She did not care for somebody that I was dating. And she was...
That you had intentions of going farther with.
Well, yeah. I mean, I had to sneak around to see them. Because she was...
I wasn't going to handle
so
it.
So she found out I was sneaking. She hired a private investigator to follow me. She caught me.
I'll take that number later.
All right. You know the thing...
She caught you.
Even,
okay.
It wasn't even just the boy. I knew the background of the family.
The family.
And I knew... She could never last in that family, and I was never going to mesh with that family.
But
so I would know that that's
you know the hard part is, though? Getting how old were you at the time?
I had just graduated from high school.
18. Getting the 18-year-old to realize, I know what I'm talking about. Listen to me, you dumbass.
Well,
that's
physical
the hard part.
Yeah,
physical.
Physical. She was physical, without a doubt.
So like in what capacity?
Like attack me, you know? Like,
really?
You know, pull my hair, break my
phone,
and then
you know, scare tactics. I know it's terrible. I know.
Like, no, I'm hey, I'm all with you.
Never
she was
I'm all with you. You're 10 years apart, right? So you were like 8?
Yeah, and she'd watch.
You have nightmares because of this now?
Yeah, well, I've never done
anything. She's perfect because of it. Perfect. The perfect child.
Huh.
Never got online. Not even cocky with me, like, you know, the mouth over here.
Yeah, I am.
Physical.
she got physical with me, and I don't know exactly at what point. Do you remember exactly what point I finally like?
Yeah, when did you start buying into Mom knows what she's talking about?
I'm trying to think. That
I want to know my future if it even has one.
The guy that I was dating,
yeah,
that was the main issue in our relationship. She just stuck to her guns.
To her guns.
And I'm talking every day.
Okay, and now looking back, and Carlo can't hear us.
Right.
She was right.
She was 100%.
Could you even imagine what would have happened to you?
That would have been a disaster in the making. And your parent knows that. I mean, you should as a parent.
Oh, I know.
Sorry. Maybe parents say, well, I didn't know. You should know.
You know what it is? It's to the outside world, you're getting too involved. It's none of your business. It's her life. That's what the outside world will tell you. In our world,
right.
We think of it like, okay, I made you. I can destroy you. And I'm going to get you to do what's right.
And now I've gotten so on her side of it that I say to her, who's dating or looking to find someone.
She's trying to date and you're under a damn table.
Well, it's true. Because you know what? I said to her, there was something to be said when old timers used to set their children up with someone. They knew the family. They knew the background.
My dream.
Right?
My dream.
But there's something to be said about that. You know what you're getting yourself.
Well, I'm in big trouble with this show and my daughter, I'll tell you right now.
Oil and vinegar don't mix.
No, they don't.
So, you know, I don't care. Oh, I'm in love. You know what?
Oh,
that's another thing.
Oh, God,
thing.
Love.
You know?
Please, I love pizza. About,
right, exactly.
I love pizza. That's about pizza's
respect.
Not going to betray
it's
me.
It's not about love. It's
I know.
It's about respect.
And so, when did you get it? Was it after you had children?
No.
Before the children?
No. You know, she was still very strict when I started dating Carlo. I mean, I still had the...
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
I know, but I was 25.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I had a curfew. There was no vacationing with him. Nothing.
Vacation?
Nothing.
Vacation. Yeah, you're mine.
Yeah, like I just... It couldn't happen.
Yeah.
So, it was like getting very like, okay, this is getting old now. I'm serious with him, whatever. And
that's probably why he married her, because he couldn't have an overnight.
But you know what I look at? Okay. I had in-laws that were old world Italian people. We couldn't even go out. But you know
without
what?
A chaperone?
Yes.
Yes.
Her sister and brother-in-law had
to
come.
Yeah, that's how my grandmother did everything.
But you know what? If the guy really loves you, he's going to put up with that.
Exactly.
And if he does, he says, you know, I said,
right.
F this,
right.
You know, then F him.
Right. Exactly.
And there we go.
To be
it's
said
back
about
to
that.
Respect.
Right.
It's all.
How'd you get me on all this?
Because it's really the truth, and that's what I think young girls miss today. Like they just don't
of course
understand
they do.
It.
Respect doesn't even exist.
And I used to tell her, you know, you want to live your whole life at 18.
That was rather.
Guess what? It doesn't get a whole lot better. You have something to look forward to when you get to be alone with this guy and go on a honeymoon. And if you've been on 20 vacations with him, what fun is the honeymoon?
If you're living with him before you get married, what fun is it?
Absolutely.
I mean, girls, it does not get any better.
You hear that?
It does not.
Say it again. Say it again.
Well, it gets worse.
You know, they want to do everything at 18. You've got your whole life to do everything.
For sure. Carly.
Take
okay.
your time.
Have that date
fun.
You had on the show.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. I didn't know if like they said you must go out with him. I mean, no offense to him.
No,
oh, okay. Okay. So what was okay when you knew about this? Did you know it was going to include you, or did you just think okay they're going to be on a show?
No, I thought it was just
them. You did.
Yeah.
Now, did you want to be part of this, or was it so
yeah,
you
I mean,
were okay
I was,
with that?
I was issued.
Did you have a choice? Like I'm just
no,
wondering, like
no,
if
no.
you said I'm not going on this, and they and the producers and everyone said you're going on this.
Yeah.
I no, we're a package.
We are a package deal. That's the way it goes.
Was it a good experience for you?
Yeah,
you liked it?
I liked it.
Yeah?
I liked it once I got better with the cameras.
Oh, really? Yeah, you were a little shy in the beginning?
She was better with the cameras than anybody.
Yeah.
In the end,
she was great.
You were.
Well, yeah.
You didn't come across that way. You came across fine.
Yeah.
Are you still dating that young man? Okay.
Well, no.
Okay. The fans want to know. Okay.
You know, we liked him.
We liked him, but
we probably scared him.
I think we came out a little too strong.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you mean being under the table with the show thing or just in general?
Yeah. You know, because normally we wouldn't get caught. The guy wouldn't know what was going on. We got caught. So.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. One thing I was going to tell you is, I liked that you brought out Italian things, like that the party had the Italian theme. And then occasionally you'd say, you know, we're Italian and, you know,
we
do it like this. And the fact that, like, you were like, we're Italian and we're proud of it. Because, you know, it's like so PC of this world that everybody could be proud of what they are. Everybody could be proud of what they are. But I feel like Italian Americans, like,
yeah, They like hide it. Proud.
Yeah. Why do we gotta hide it?
And we really
I'm a proud Italian American
really
male.
That every day.
You're proud Italian American women. That's great
my
to say.
My friends still joke around with me all the time. They're like, Christina, like, what is with your Dago? I'm like, I don't care. I'm proud that I'm Italian. What is the problem?
What are they saying?
That?
Like over the top?
Yeah,
or
I am. You know, because I'll wear my gold chains and my hat and my.
I have a pizza costume. I used to answer the door when we have pizzas delivered. Even before she dated.
Yeah,
with
that's
her. I would answer the door in
well,
the pizza costume.
You like dressing up, and you're all about themes for everything.
But that was nice,
but
though.
Just the whole
I like that. I respect that you, because I don't want to say you're putting yourself on the line. But
you are with some people.
But why?
Automatically, they come out like, you're a trashy Italian.
Yes. And why can we not be proud of what we are? In fact, if you want to talk about our people, which I did start a new segment, the Italian American Moment, which will be on a weekly segment of tidbit of information and facts that as Italian Americans we should know.
I think that's great.
We have so much to be proud of.
Yeah.
We have lots to be proud of.
And I think a lot of young Italian Americans do not know this stuff.
We're dying.
Yeah.
We are a dying ethnic group, and we can't allow that to happen. So, real quick, the future, you don't know if there'll be a season two?
We don't know. We have not been informed yet. Nothing's official if there's a season two.
I see, like, on Facebook and stuff about, like, writing in
there's
to, like, promote
it,
you two, you three, I'm very sorry, for a future show for yourselves, because I wouldn't have to fast forward then, just to you guys.
Right. So we didn't come up with that idea. It's we've
right. Gotten. Do you know how, okay, if somebody wants to do that, what do they do?
For example, someone that I know kind of put it out there on Facebook, you know, if you'd like to see more of us on if there is a Smother 2, or our own spinoff, which people are requesting on social media, you can write in.
Smothered Italian style.
I like that. Right?
I better get some rights on it.
Yeah,
I got to be honest with you. If that ends up being a show.
Yeah.
We will. Well, you got it.
Yeah. Where do they write?
So you can write on Facebook, on TLC's Facebook. You can message them that way, on Twitter. On Instagram.
So anything on TLC's,
all their
social media.
Social media, I'm sure it would help. I'm not sure if it's going to do anything, but I'm sure it can't hurt.
Absolutely. So everybody out there, if you want to see these ladies again, message, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn,
email
TLC, the station, saying, I want to see these ladies, more of them in some capacity.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's great.
I'd give it to you.
Carlo, going to show you some of the kitchen? Okay, so ladies, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I was so nervous, okay, to big time TV stars on all these shows. Good Day Chicago, Good Morning America, whatever.
WGN,
WLS TV, everything. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And we got our fingers crossed for a season two.
So if there's a season two.
Or a season one of your own.
That would be awesome.
What you were going to say.
You better interview us first.
Oh, you kidding me? I was going to say, don't forget me when you get bigger, okay?
Because
lots of people do that. I don't know why, but they do. So don't forget me, all right?
We'll never forget you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rocco, please show our audience at home or wherever they're watching on Facebook Live. I don't know. Show them the kitchen, please, and some of Carlos' creations, okay? All right, thank you. And as we always do at the end of Keeping It Real with Frankie D, our little bit of words of wisdom and inspiration. Stay strong. Stay sharp. Stay Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, ladies. It was a great show. Thank you.